اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
Welcome ya Mustafa. Welcome.
People, Adam Kamda is a backer from Mauritius, but alhamdulillah, as you know, he's addicted to the Indian Ocean, so now he's gone back to sea. But before he went into the ocean, though, with his beautiful yachts and his friends and the Dorados and whatever we have here in the Indian Ocean, we spoke to him earlier, and then we asked Adam, hey Adam, how was your trip there in Mauritius?
Assalamu alaikum, Shafat, to you and the listeners. Yes, I had an amazing trip to Mauritius this past week. We spent 8 days in Mauritius. So we arrived in Mauritius on Wednesday last week in the evening. So my cousin Haji picked us up and took us to Port Louis. We enjoyed a lovely welcoming supper there, then made our way to Grand Bay in the north, where we had a two-bedroom chalet right on the water. Amazing views of the coral area and of the island called Coin de Mer. On Thursday, we took a drive. We had a car. We drove around, explored a bit. There's some amazing new malls in Mauritius, world-class malls with all the brands you can think of. Friday was Juma. We read Juma in Port Louis and then had lunch with our relatives again. Saturday, we spent a full day on a catamaran cruise. We boarded in the east of the island, and they took us to a river. We transferred onto a small boat and went upriver, right up to the waterfalls, then back to the catamaran. The catamaran went out into the lagoon and anchored. We did some snorkeling there. Then we had lunch on board the catamaran, and then they took us to an island called Ilusef. And there we could relax on the beach, take a walk around, have a few throws trying to catch some fish or do some snorkeling. And then we made our way back to the dock, and they transferred us back to Grand Bay. Sunday, we had a lovely day with family. We had our own private minibus, and all our relatives got together and explored the island. We had a bit of rain on Sunday, so all of us were prancing around in the ponchos. We went to an amazing spot that had 23 colored earth. We did quad bike trails up the mountains. That was really fun. And then explored many of the beaches in Mauritius. As you know, the entire island is surrounded by coral reefs, so there's not much waves pounding on the shores. But my cousin did take us to some of the areas where it's similar. It reminded me very much of Scarborough, where you're on a high vantage point overlooking the sea and watching the waves come crashing directly onto the shore. And that was Saturday. That was Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I booked fishing trips. On Monday and Tuesday, we did half-day trips similar to what we call mini deep. It was between Mauritius and the island Coin de Mer. We fished in about 45 meters of water with hand lines and one small jigging rod. And we caught lots of swallowtail groupers. That was lots of fun. And then on the last day, I booked a full day deep sea fishing on a big cabin boat, where we went far offshore to target tuna. Then back to Durban on Thursday, and now back to the grind.
Then some photos showed that you caught many big ones, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, I took lots of photos and videos capturing all the wonderful moments with my family in Mauritius and really enjoying the ocean. And the one photo that stands out was taken by the charter company off our catch, at the end of the day on Wednesday, and they posted it on their Facebook page, and I think it's going a bit viral. It's really popular with my customers and friends here in South Africa. I've shared it on my personal profile, Adam Kamda, and it shows the seven fish we caught on Wednesday, all of the tuna species. The smallest one was a bonito, which we often get off Durban, and there were two skipjacks, medium-sized skipjacks, and four lovely yellowfin tuna, Shafarat. We did keep one of the tuna and gave that to my family in Mauritius. I'm sure they're enjoying some lovely grilled tuna and fish curry in Mauritius right now.
The question in many people's mind is, you know, how does a fishing in Mauritius differ from a fishing in Durban?
Yes, Shafat, the fishing techniques are surprisingly similar between Durban and Mauritius. They have a similar topology. For example, once you go out beyond the lagoon, past the breakers, you could say you're fishing backline, similar to what we do off Durban. And then you go further out, it's like mini deep. It's almost like fishing our number one area between Mauritius and the island Cornemer. Or in that area of Quandamore, Flat Island and Gabriel Island, fishing between 20 and 40 meters of water, targeting good bottom fish species. And then when they target tuna, they actually have to travel quite far. As soon as you go past the small islands, the bottom of the ocean drops to 1,000 meters deep. And we traveled about 50 kilometers north to come to an area called Tommy Banks, which is about 200 meters deep, and that's where we caught all our fish. But when we travel from the little islands out to the deep and out to Tommy Reef, we put conas out to trawl, targeting Dorado, and then when we reached Tommy Banks, we reeled all the lines in and changed to diving lures like rapalas, lipped lures that swim between 2 and 3 meters below the surface of the water, and those we use to target tuna, and we successfully managed to catch quite a few, and that's very similar to what we do here off Durban, Shafat.
Yes, Adam, you have to talk about chow, and the listeners want to know, you know, what was your favorite meal you had in the island?
The food was actually excellent in Mauritius, Shafat. We frequented a small mall in the Grand Bay called Super U, where they had KFC, Steers, some pizza places, and a food court, you know, with a variety of food. But the highlight, I must say, Shafat, was the catches of bottom fish on Monday and Tuesday, where we my cousins enjoyed that on the Monday evening, and then Tuesday we joined them. Mobina prepared a lovely spread with these fish marinated in tandoori spice and grilled, and various other dishes that she prepared. But really the climax and the highlight was the last meal we enjoyed with them, where they made traditional Mauritian food, and the one was bouillon, which is similar to our meti bhaji soup. They have it with rice, but we have it with broken mealy-meal rotis. And they made poisson dessalé, which translates to dry fish chutney, which we haven't eaten in many, many years, Shafat. So it really was awesome to eat these familiar dishes, but made, you know, in a with a foreign hand. And I must say, my cousin's wife, Mobina, cooks from the heart and really put out a lovely spread for us. We really, really made memories for life, you know, connecting with our relatives in Mauritius. And my previous trip was about 11 years ago, so this trip we were actually bonding with the new generation that have come up. That's Arifa, Aisha, Noor, Mohsin, and Jahanara. We really enjoyed socializing on the boat, enjoying fishing together. I took many of them out to sea for the first time. They hadn't been deep sea, and put them on their first fish as well. I taught Noor how to snorkel. So it really was an amazing time, and really enjoyed our trip in Mauritius, Shafat.
Your parting words this morning.
It's an exciting time of the year for us in Durban, Shafat. As you know, the sardines start making their way up the coast. The snow is bang on time. Fantastic snow falls in the Lesotho area and Eastern Cape. I'm sure you've noticed a real chill in the air, even in Durban. Some sardines have already been spotted. Small pockets have been spotted off Mazepa Bay. So everything's looking really favorable. I'll be keeping in touch with Ghulam, one of the netters, and I'll keep you posted and keep the listeners posted as to the sardine movements. Salams to you and the listeners.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.